Lauren's project, Unlock Your Learning, is focused on helping students with different learning challenges have access to additional materials that could assist their personal needs if unable to communicate them directly. Lauren wants to help students like herself succeed academically by giving them the resources they need to more effectively advocate for themselves. So, Lauren, what problem is your project focused on solving, and who is your target market?
My target market for this project was students who have learning difficulties or who require learning accommodations. The initial problem that was focused on was students who require individual learning accommodations are not always able to communicate their specialized needs to various adults and aren't always being accommodated in order for them to maximize their learning.
And how did you actually discover this problem? What did you come across? What is that story?
Yeah, I first discovered this problem when I began the interviewing process at the beginning of the program. A lot of my peers at school, including myself, struggle with these various learning challenges. Students who require additional support are given LPs, or learning profiles, which are also given to teachers in order for them to best support these students. However, sometimes students still struggle with navigating these learning challenges. Not every student is provided with accommodations by every teacher, and it could leave them in an uncomfortable situation.
And what actually inspired you to work on solving this problem?
I was inspired to work on this problem because I am a student who has experienced this struggle firsthand. I wanted to put an end to that uncomfortable feeling of not being able to advocate for myself and ask for help when I really needed it. I didn't know that I had ADHD until the middle of my eighth grade year, and once I found out, everything changed. By experiencing these kinds of issues personally, I would have wished that there was someone out there looking to solve this problem sooner.
Interesting. Yeah, that takes a lot of empathy for yourself and for others to not be afraid to dive into that. So kudos to you. At the same time, I'm curious, why is this problem of, you know, why is it especially meaning to you?
Yeah, this problem is really meaningful to me because I know so many close friends, family members, and peers that have expressed similar feelings of frustration and isolation due to similar obstacles that came across with having learning challenges. I wanted to try my best to help others in my community who struggle with finding helpful coping strategies in school who are more capable of achieving success despite any obstacles that they may face.
So after diving into this problem so much and learning so much about it, you came across a solution. And what is the name of your solution and how would you describe it in one sentence?
The name of my solution is called Unlock Your Learning. I would describe this as an interactive booklet that allows students to have direct access to a more in-depth look into what their learning requires.
And what is your value proposition?
My value proposition is for students with learning difficulties who require individual learning accommodations are not always able to communicate their specialized needs to various adults. Unlock Your Learning is an interactive booklet that provides additional information and several different ways to navigate specific learning challenges for different students. It can benefit the target market because it is an outlet for self-advocacy and can provide information for others who might have trouble understanding why students with learning difficulties need the extra push towards success. Unlike doing absolutely nothing, Unlock Your Learning is a more tangible solution that gives students direct access to the resources they need to conquer their learning obstacles.
Interesting. And you definitely used a ton of the innovation process to come to this solution, this working solution that you have right now. You know, I'm curious, how did you get there? Can you tell us about three experiments that you conducted as you were working on your project?
Yeah. In my first experiment, I was trying to test different mindfulness exercises with my friend who has ADHD to see how she would respond to different things. The experiment that I conducted was we studied together and took different scheduled breaks and then studied together without breaks to see how long it would take her to get distracted when off a schedule. The outcome was without scheduled breaks, we were more susceptible to getting distracted by other things versus when we had scheduled breaks while studying. This helped me learn that maybe there is something else we could do to eliminate distractions and still accomplish studying effectively. The impact of this experiment helped me to want to do more tests and to research on how to avoid getting distracted while doing simple tasks like studying. In my second experiment, I wanted to test how my friend with ADHD could divide and conquer a simple task like cleaning her room. I wanted to see if things like ADHD can affect the performance of other tasks outside of a school environment as well. The experiment that I conducted was I helped my friend with ADHD organize her entire room and to see how we could divide and conquer a task. The outcome of this experiment, which it took us 2 full days, but we ended up fully being able to declutter and clean her room by the end of it. I learned that it can take people with ADHD a longer amount of time to complete tasks like cleaning, and it was helpful to have someone else helping my friend because she had more motivation to get a clean room. The impact of this experiment gave me a better understanding of how time management could be a problem with students who have ADHD and how it can be hard to work around it. In my third experiment, I wanted to test a solution similar to a website with techniques on how to cope with stress while having learning difficulties before actually creating a website. I had created a simple Google Doc with a list of coping strategies for stress, and I gave it out to my beta testers. The outcome of this experiment was the beta testers had given me good feedback and said that my solution could be helpful if it was more detailed and targeted more groups of people within the market. I learned that it is beneficial to start small, get feedback, and then add on. If I had made an entire website and received negative feedback, I would have wasted a lot of time on a solution that no one was interested in. This impacted my project because it allowed me to improve my solution and helped me to broaden the scope of my project by forcing me to do more research on more groups of people within my target market.
Yeah, that's super awesome for you that you were able to kind of scale back, especially that last experiment, say, hey, what can I do right now to kind of impact my target market? You know, what is my minimum viable product or service? So really good job on that. With all of that work, but when they're both the problem and solution in mind, you definitely hit some obstacles, you know, along the way. What is something important that you did to move your project forward?
Yeah, something important that I did to move my project forward was to reach out to more beta testers to gain more knowledge for what I needed to improve on earlier models before putting so much time and effort into an unwanted solution. I was able to apply my learnings from my beta testers and converted them into future experiments because I was able to have a better scope of my audience and what they really wanted out of a solution for their problem.
Got you. In that same vein of obstacles, what is a challenge that you faced while working on your project and how did you go about solving it? How did you solve it?
Yeah, during the process of working on my project, some challenges did arise and created a slight roadblock in the process of developing my solution. After the 2 experiments with my beta testers, I had collected important feedback and done research on possible solutions, but didn't have a finalized solution yet. I originally didn't have a direction on how to effectively apply the information and the feedback that I had collected from my beta testers and implement those findings to a large group of people into a solution at scale. In order to combat this issue, I worked with my advisors and we mapped out everything that I had learned on a whiteboard. This helped me to visually see my thought process, and I was then able to come up with an actual solution by combining all of my thoughts into one place.
So now looking a bit forward, what's actually next for your project? You know, what is your plan for moving your project forward in the next few weeks?
Yeah, moving forward in the next few weeks, I hope to transform my current version of my project into a more finalized book and diagram that will iteratively introduce to my beta testers until I have a product that's ready for scale.
And what did you learn from this entire process that will benefit you in future endeavors?
Something valuable that I learned from this project and that I will continue to use to benefit my future endeavors is using the process of design thinking as a resource. The actual process of utilizing design thinking had helped me to switch my outlook on what I had wanted out of this project and had emphasized what was actually important to get out of this entire process. I learned that it's okay to start out small and even go back to the drawing board a couple of times before you get something right the first time. My ideas began to transform as my attitude towards the end goal of my project switched by effectively implementing the use of design thinking.
Now looking back all the way to the beginning, what is the top advice that you've given to yourself if you could start this whole process over?
Yeah, I would definitely say that the best advice I could give myself is to not be afraid to be told no or to make mistakes. It's okay if something doesn't work out or if someone didn't resonate with your solution the first time. Trial and error is a key component to reaching success, and when going through this process, it is super important to recognize that not everything will work out on the first try. In conclusion, I would say it is essential to keep moving forward and to try new things, even if it gets tough along the way.
Right, and I think you learned definitely that it does get tough along the way, but, you know, Lauren, you kept going, and that was super, super awesome and impressive. You know, you were solving such a very specific problem that existed in the world that you were so passionate about because, you know, your relation to it with yourself and your friends and everybody that you knew. And also, I know that you had some kind of tough conversations with adults and teachers and coaches, all that stuff along the way. So I just, you know, I really commend you for having that courage to continue and to just keep looking forward in your project. And you always found the best opportunities for learning, but also to apply exactly what we were teaching here at the Social Innovators Program. So with that being said, congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program. We're super proud of you. Best of luck with your project going forward. And, you know, just let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much.